The arrival of Jesus on Earth is definitely worth celebrating. Have you ever wondered how other people across the globe celebrate Christmas? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. Today's story is all about celebration and taking a step outside of the culture and traditions that are familiar to us to see how the story of Jesus has affected all humankind. Today's devotion is called Celebrating Christmas Around the World, and it was written by Melissa Yeagle. On the night Jesus was born, there was a lot of celebrating going on. And those celebrations continue on to this day, all around the world. In the U.S., our Christmas celebrations center around putting up a Christmas tree and a nativity scene. On the actual day, we have a big meal and exchange presents. In Norway, they start celebrating on Christmas Eve. Church services start at 5 p.m., then people go home for a special dinner. They generally have porridge, and one lucky person gets an almond hidden in their bowl. In Poland on Christmas, everyone watches the sky, eagerly waiting to spot the first star of the night. Once a star is spotted, dinner begins. This tradition is to remember the Magi, who followed the star to find Jesus. They also have a tradition of putting hay on their dinner table underneath their tablecloth. This reminds them that Jesus was born in a manger. In the Gambia, they have parades at Christmas time. They carry with them something called a fana. It's something they make out of bamboo with white paper hung over it, usually in the shape of a boat and decorated with candles or lights. In Russia, they celebrate Christmas on January 7th. They go to church and then come home to a meal with 12 dishes, one dish to honor each of the first 12 disciples. In reality, it doesn't matter how we celebrate Christmas, but rather who we celebrate. Christmas is the time we set aside to celebrate Jesus. He became human to save us from sin and death. That's something worth celebrating all year. So tell me, what is your favorite Christmas tradition? And why do you think it was so important that Jesus, who is God, became a human? To answer that one, it will help to check out John 1, 1 through 17, Romans 8, 3 through 4, and Hebrews 2, 14 through 15 and 17. It's always good to remember that Jesus didn't just die for the small community that we are a part of. He died for the world. Here's a verse you might have heard before, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." I pray that as you and your family prepare for the Christmas holiday, you remember how far and wide the love of God spreads. And even though he came in the form of a single human, he was perfect and powerful enough to save the world, and that you're reminded how much he cherishes you. Thanks for listening to Unlocked today. Hey, if you've ever thought about writing a story for Unlocked, you can find our writer's guidelines on our website, unlocked.org. We'd love to read what you come up with. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening up the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.